30 years later, I am not known for speed or technical genius. Say I adopt the style and technique that suits the patient and the particular situation and consider that high praise. I get encouragement from my fellow physicians who come to me when they themselves must suffer the knife. They know Marion Stone will be as involved after the surgery as before and during. They know I have no use for such as, when in doubt, cut it out, or why wait when you can operate, other than for how reliably they reveal the shallowest intellects in our field. My father, for whose skills as a surgeon I have the deepest respect, says, the operation with the best outcome is the one you decide not to do. Knowing when not to operate, knowing when to call for the assistance of a surgeon of my father's caliber, that kind of brilliance goes unheralded. On one occasion, with a patient in grave peril, I begged my father to operate. He stood silent at the bedside. In his taut expression, I saw complete concentration. With utmost care, he weighed one option against another. At last, he shook his head and turned away. I followed. Dr. Stone, I said, using his title, though I longed to cry out, Father! An operation is his only chance, I said. In my heart, I knew the chance was infinitesimally small, and the first whiff of anesthesia might end it all. My father put his hand on my shoulder. He spoke to me gently. Marion, remember, you shall not operate on the day of a patient's death.